Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
I've got a video here. You want me to play the video? I don't know if you can hear it, though.
Well, wait.
I guess I left the
oven on.
Wait,
do you want to play a video? I can't see it.
Well, the audio from the video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I guess I left the oven on last night.
Yeah.
Which I've done, like, recently, probably 4 or 5 times in the last couple of weeks.
You're leaving the oven on?
I forget. I take the food out of the oven and back and forth and cut it up and sometimes put some of it back in the oven. And then
I have a question. When it goes beep, 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 you know, when it's done, you don't just hit off?
I don't set the timer.
Oh.
I don't have the beep, 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 beep.
Okay.
If I had the beep, beep,
you
beep, beep.
You need to set the timer and that way it'll remind you to shut off the oven.
Right. And I've not done that. And so I guess this morning Lisa gets up and the oven's still on. But although I do say this, I think with my oven being on, it's not the fire hazard your house is.
What's my house? Why are you putting this on me that you're so stupid you can't turn off an oven?
Jamie, her heat went
out. Wait, play the thing. Just don't go all over the place.
Well, I don't know if anybody will hear. It's the reason I...
I like that she does a video.
That's weird. I know. And they say...
That's you and I talking.
Oh, so she's listening to us. Okay. Okay.
Are you trying to burn our house down? You left the oven on all night.
I like that she does a video so you see it.
Yeah, she had to reiterate the whole thing there with the video. But Jamie, her heat goes out. How long ago? Month?
Yeah, it's been about a month.
And I'm only stating this because somebody on Textnado reminded me of that you get such a fire hazard there. Because you went out and bought all these space heaters.
Yeah, but they're not kerosene or anything. They're just electric. So
an electric space heater is dangerous, right?
Well, only if you set it on the ground on the carpet, and only if you put it into an adapter. But if you just plug it right into the wall, it's pretty safe.
Yeah, you know, I keep mine plugged into a power strip all the
you're
time.
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to do. Yeah, no, listen. That's what causes fires. It has to go directly into
Sean,
the wall.
Sean, you and I are fire bugs.
Great.
But not Jamie with 7 around her house.
I'm just telling you 2 things. First of all, don't put it into a power strip. That's how you burn down your house.
Okay.
It has to go right into the wall.
All right. Well, the one that is plugged into the wall in the basement, that plug
cord
gets really hot.
Don't worry about it. You don't own that house.
That's true. I have renter's insurance.
Well, it's funny because I unplug them all at night.
Oh, that's when I plug all mine in.
Really?
Yeah. My house leaks pretty good.
So I unplug them all at night, and then I give my son like 8 million covers. Then when I leave in the morning, I plug them all back in.
Oh, you're doing it all backwards.
I swear. Now, I know Jamie doesn't see it the way I do, okay? That's fine. And most people probably don't either. But I think yours is a bigger fire hazard than mine. I think the oven is quite safe. You could leave that on for days.
I didn't think your oven is a fire hazard. I never said that. I think it's fine. It's contained.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you think your 7 heaters are fine, too?
Well, the way I do it, because I plug them into the wall. Because, Sean, it says specifically, don't plug them into a power strip.
Where does it say that?
Everywhere. That's
know,
how they catch on fire.
I don't know that.
I plug it into a power strip because the outlet is behind the dresser and you can't get to it. So it plugs into the power strip. I turn it on. I leave it on all day long.
You do?
Sometimes I do because our bedroom gets freezing cold.
Do you realize everything you're saying right now will be played back in court by some insurance company at some point in your life? Do you realize that?
No, I bought the extra safe non-flammable heater.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You're just incriminating yourself.
No, and so I keep mine up on, you know, like a desk where everything is clear. Because we've gone over this, my son and I. Like, yeah. I'm Miss Fire Safety. And then I also make sure it isolates. I mean, oscillates. Not isolates. Oscillating. So nothing that it's on gets too hot.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
It's on a desk, though?
No, like it's on a base. Like I have a big tall thing. You know, something where it's off.
I started to say.
No, where it's off the floor, because that way the carpet doesn't get hot. And then that way, and whatever it's pointing at, it never gets too hot. Like,
swipes the heat across the room. Yeah. Like yeah. That.
Right.
But you know what is scary that I keep on and it's going to be a fortune is my fireplace. That's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
That gas just burning.
Just burn. Speaking of which, Sean, I did see a picture with your space heater because you've got it running from the wall and you've got that big strip there and then for some reason it's not working right, so you put aluminum foil with it and you plugged it in there, which looks a little weird, but I guess it works for you. And then you've got that big like 5-gallon container of gasoline right next to it.
Oh, I saw the one where he plugged it into the bathtub.
Yeah.
Right. Shayna was taking a bath.
Yeah,
right. So porcelain really radiates the heat and so I really like
we just humor ourselves, don't we? That's funny.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.